IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoint. I am Beaton. Once again, I have the honor to be the host of today's episode. And here with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Ali with me here. Welcome to the studio, brothers.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for us to be here.
We are the inheritors of God's prophets, and we are the obvious reason of God, and we are the means by which God connects with creation, and we are the ones accepted, liked, and chosen by God, and are in the position of pure things, and our Shia are from the best people in heaven. These are the words of the most outstanding lady in an example of compassion, generosity, and enduring sufferings and pain of all time throughout history, which is Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her. And today we're going to talk more about the lifestyle, about the actually guidance of this lady for all of the females around the world and not only Muslim community. So, Sheikh Rouhani, could you please tell us an introduction towards the topic of today's episode?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, as you rightly mentioned, when it comes to the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, the daughter of the Holy Prophet, salatullahi alayhi, some of the characteristics of this lady are very much meaningful and very much instructive for not only the ladies and the women, but also for all the people, men and women. To mention some of these characteristics, one of the things that we see in the life of Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha is this, that she was so much active lady, politically active, socially active, morally active, religiously active, even economically active. So such an active lady in the beginning of Islam, at the early years of Islam, can be very much interesting and also unbelievable, because women and ladies at the time of the advent of Islam in those qabail or tribal kind of, let's say, environment in Arab Peninsula, unfortunately, the way that the people dealt with the women or treat the women was not a kind of humanistic or humanitarian way, because they looked upon the women like something very much similar to like animals, because they were always fighting each other, killing, murdering, always there were battles. And in that kind of environment, of course, ladies could not do that much for their tribe, for their families. And unfortunately, and also there were no farm to work. Even the ladies couldn't work in those kind of, let's say, farms, for example. So that's why women had no value in the eyes of these people. When Islam came, Islam actually introduced some ladies, particularly Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, as the role model for not only the women and ladies at the time of Islam, but also for the whole history. So that's why when we look at this lady who was brought up by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the house of the Holy Prophet, we see such an active lady, such a knowledgeable lady, such a righteous, such a mu'min believer lady, such a lady who sacrificed a lot for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a lady who was submitted completely to the commandments and orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a lady who actually defined the whole life of her, the haqiqa or the truth of Islam, and the lady who brought up the best, let's say, children, like Abu Abdullah al-Hussein and, let's say, Imam al-Hasan alayhim as-salatu was-salam. the lady who lived with the best of the creature, we can say, which is who was Amirul Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. This lady who is the mother of A'imma, Ummul A'imma, all the offspring of this lady are among them are the Ahlul Bayt, the A'imma alayhim salatu wassalam, and she is the link between Wahi and Imama, between Risala and Imama. So all these kind of characteristics when we see in this lady, it introduces this lady as a real role model for all of us, particularly for women. So that is why when we talk of the characteristics of this lady, we should focus on these aspects of the lady's life, particularly from social perspective, moral perspective, religious perspective, even from scholarly perspective, as Lady Salamullahi Alayha presented speeches, lectures among the people. When we look at these sermons and speeches presented by Lady, we see how much knowledgeable figure she was. And at the same time, when we see the bravery, the courages of this lady, we see that she was the most, let's say, courage and brave lady who stood up against the oppression, against the oppressors, who actually defended Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam in the most bravest kind of way. All of these things that when we see, and also at the same time, he sacrificed for the sake of Islam many things, including herself, we can say, because it is clear that defending and protecting wilaya and guardianship caused her a lot of pain, a lot of, let's say, problems. As a result of those pains, she died and she was martyred. So all these sacrifices she made, all the activities she actually had for Islam, all the, let's say, efforts that she made for the sake of Islam, all of these things can be discussed, and they are really bright kind of sides of the Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha's life and personality that could be discussed.
Thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for counting all the aspects of the life of our Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. And for sure, there are a lot to learn from this respectful lady. And you mentioned one important hint, actually, that Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, was actually a symbol for the female freedom. And at that time, it was a miracle for a woman to stand there, to talk to people, to teach them, to actually take part in society. And I think which is really related to the conversations and controversies that we have at the moment about the right of women and so many other things. And another actually important aspect of the lifestyle of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, was about the motherhood of this lady, which at the same time she was participating in the society, she was a mother, a complete mother and a role model. And Brother Ali, I wanted you to elaborate more about the balance between these two aspects of life of a woman, and specifically Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, as a role model for all the females around the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his Immaculate Progeny. Yes, if we want to look at this great lady of Islam as a role model from the viewpoint of her being as a mother, I think this is only one aspect of her miraculous life, that she was a role model in different aspects. Even in the statements of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, we see that while he wants to elaborate and promote the idea of Islamic lifestyle and the framework of a happy life, or let's say Hayatun Tayyiba, he refers to the life of Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha, and he says this is a lady that we have to study again, and we have to learn a lot from her, and we should appoint her as our role model. Yes, at the same time that she was a role model for The ladies of the world, Sayyidatun Nisa'a al-Alamin, that is, that she is the leader of the ladies of the world, the leader of the ladies of both worlds. At the same time, she could be a role model also for men as well, not only for the ladies, because based on a hadith that was narrated by one of the wives of the Holy Prophet that said she was the most similar person to the Holy Prophet. So if we are after learning from the Holy Prophet, the Sunnah of the Prophet, the moralities, ethics of the ethical values of the Holy Prophet, so we need to look at her as a man, or as a woman, it doesn't matter. But with regard to your specific aspect and feature of Lady Fatima sallallahu alayha as a mother of Hassanain and Zainabain, mother of some boys and girls, we need to know how she tackled with this issue. What kind of concerns did she have in the upbringing of her kids? You know that she almost had this period of having all these three or four kids within a period of less than 10 years. But we see how, based on the narrations that we receive, though narrations are a bit silent about different aspects of life, but at least to the extent that we have received, you know how beautiful she raises her children. She teaches her children to be caring for the neighbors first rather than for herself or themselves. While Imam Hassan alayhi salam finds her mother that she prays for the neighbors first, and she prioritizes the neighbors on her and her family. Moreover, in the kind of, let's say, Islamic upbringing that she cares for her children, we have seen in narrations that Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while he was memorizing the Holy Quran, he came to the Lady Fatima and actually presented his memorization to his mother, and she was listening, correcting, and giving advices on how she and how he needs to learn the Quran, and also the way that we have heard and read that, and we have heard and read that she was preparing her children to stand awake in the night of Qadr. So it means it was very important for her to have, while they were very young, the children were very young, she actually accustomed them and she made it a habit for them to stand awake at the night of Qadr. So it means she did care for the upbringing of her children in the best way possible, and as she was a good daughter for her father as well, and even she was called Umma Abiha, that is mother of her father, that is after the time that the Lady Khadija salam alayha passed away, she played the role of a mother even for her father. So she was really, and she is a really good model, role model for all our ladies and sisters to take lessons from her in the upbringing of their children.
Thank you, Brother Ali. So you mentioned something about the relationship between Lady Fatima and her father, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. And dear listeners, these actually topics and these episodes are just only triggers for you in order to go seek knowledge and find the right way to live. So thank you for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today's episode. So I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام
ورحمة الله وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله
to us, you've always been so close. everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها